Well, the surprise re-election of the Morrison government has pleased Australia's real estate agents who'd been dreading Labor's proposed axing of negative gearing tax concessions for investment properties. Agents are also smiling about that expected interest rate cut and a proposed relaxation of rules around borrowing, Eliza Borello reports.
Mark Dawes is the director of a real estate company in Sydney's inner city suburbs of Alexandria and Waterloo. 90% of his business comes from the apartment market, which some experts had forecast would have suffered if Labor had been elected and negative gearing tax concessions were cut.
It was a concern for some of the buyers we were talking to. And now that that's obviously off the table, then it's just back to business as usual.
He also sees expected interest rate cuts and a proposed easing of the rules around borrowing capacity as bright spots on the horizon for his industry.
Definitely this week we've seen APRA come out with their announcement, which will make a big difference to the assessment rate, which that will probably be the bigger of the two, I guess. Borrow capacity will increase. Then, of course, Reserve Bank with their talk now, that looks like the next meeting will see a rate cut, which is obviously very positive.
Mark Dawes says apartment prices in particular have dropped 10% in Alexandria and Waterloo since August and hopes they'll now turn around.
I think the average buyer that's been out there has sort of been waiting for the bottom of the market to come, and I'd say we're probably there right now. And moving forward, I see a little bit of growth. I can't see a loss in the near future, but just general market sentiment will improve, and as a result, people will start to turn over.
KPMG's chief economist, Brendan Rinn, was so sure Labor would win the election, he reorganised his personal property portfolio. He sold an investment property because he feared it would be harder to do so once Labor's proposed scrapping of negative gearing tax concessions came in on January the 1st.
If I wanted to be able to have all potential buyers open to purchase that property, so not only owner-occupiers, but investors who wanted to negatively gear the property, I needed to sell that prior to 1 January of next year.
A real estate policy that is still going ahead is the Prime Minister's First Home Buyers Scheme, where the government will guarantee loans for some young people so they don't have to pay expensive mortgage insurance. KPMG's Brendan Rinn expects the policy will be good for people who can access it, but won't have a big impact on property prices.
Because of the 10,000 cap associated with that, meaning that there's only 10,000 purchasers who are able to avail themselves of the scheme.
Overall, Brendan Rinn believes Australia's property market is turning a corner.
In the short term, we expect the property market to start to improve, but really from a price acceleration perspective, it's going to be once all the other ducks are lined up with regards to the strength of the economy, strengthening employment, increasing wages, and also you're now starting to see the flow through in reduced household taxes as well.
The Property Council campaigned strongly against Labor's negative gearing policy, and its chief executive, Ken Morrison, hopes the election result sends the ALP a clear message about it.
For the Labor Party, it's going through its soul searching now. It should really lay this to bed. They've taken it to two elections, lost two elections, and I think they should listen to what people are saying, recognise that they should focus on housing affordability and the measures that make an impact on housing affordability, but that here are a set of measures which don't do that and also haven't been proven to be a winner as far as the Australian electorate concerns.
Property Council's Ken Morrison, our reporter there, Eliza Borello.